blue-collared man. There you go. I got a blue-collared man in here with me right now. Coach Joe Wyatt, of the head coach of the West Plains Hoosiers. How we doing, man?
Well, I'm all right.
Wounds?
Yep, still. I mean, I'm here.
Well, it's, losing sucks. That's just all there is to it. And there's no, you can't sugarcoat it. You can't, it's just, you play to win and that's all there is to it. And it's tough when you go out on the road and what happened last Friday night takes place. But some positives. What did you see out of last Friday night that you think you all might be able to build on?
Well, that's a tough one to answer, Gary. There's winning and then there's misery, as coach once said. Not a lot of positives when you get beat 45-0. I hadn't been a part of that feeling where you just, where the kids are lethargic. The body language was poor. Acted like they didn't even want to be there. We got out-coached, outplayed, out-enthusiasmed, out-emotioned, out-worked, out-everything. And, what's aggravating is, we had one of our best practices of the year on Wednesday on O and D. And, you just don't know. It's just a sick feeling because people, outsiders don't know. People that aren't in the coaching fraternity don't know. I mean, there's a lot of time, effort that goes into this thing. And then you get off the bus and you're ready to go. And we just look like we hadn't put any time in at all. And that's just the complete opposite. The kids worked. We thought we had the right game plan. And we just flat out didn't show up. And what's sickening is, we got the kids that are capable of putting a much better product on the field, which we had in previous weeks.
Well, it's, and looking in the mirror, each individual, it's, I don't know. I don't even want to talk about it. Let's look at tonight, because it's tough when it's a beat down like that. There's nothing can be said other than, everybody has got to step up their game and their intensity, because it's not going to get any easier tonight, is it?
Not at all. In case people haven't checked the scores, Kickapoo beat Camden.
Right.
I will give the kids credit. We've kind of, hopefully we put it behind us. We had a good week of practice, but you talk about looking in the mirror. That's what each individual's got to do. And like I told the kids, hey, I can point the finger at some of you guys, but I got to point it at myself. I'm the head coach, and it starts with me. And I've got to look myself in the mirror, and we just got to put our hard hat on and go back to it. And that's what we've done. And again, we've had a good week of practice, and we feel like we're ready to play.
Kickapoo, they got tremendous numbers, and they do year in and year out. But what is it offensively that they're really good at that is going to be a focus tonight to deny?
Well, they've got a really good offensive line, and I think their strength is running the football. They've got, from what I've seen and through this point of the year, the best blocking tight end around. I mean, this guy, he's got a Nebraska offer. Whether they're looking at him on offense or defense, that remains to be seen, because he's a good linebacker as well.
Mm-hmm.
But he flat gets on people, and he's just a great blocker. It's just power football, but from the shotgun. And then they got a quarterback that's, you know, he's dual threat. He's dangerous enough that he can hurt you with his feet. He's elusive. And then they got a couple good wideouts. You know, the Sean Campbell kid. It was first team OC last year.
Yeah. He's getting some looks, too.
Yeah, he's a big playmaker. So, you know, they're scary.
Defensively, you know, you've made a few adjustments here and there from week to week. But the tackling, you know, I mean, you can make all the adjustments you want. You can have the greatest scheme. You can have it, but you got to have willing madmen to stick their face in it and make a tackle. Arm tackles, man, ain't going to cut it, is it?
No, not against these backs. And, you know, and that's something that was disappointing. Camdenton game, a lot of missed tackles. Coach Dixon and that crew, they practiced every day of the week last week. You know, one thing, I mean, people don't want to hear it, but, you know, we started four sophomores, rolled in six sophomores the most of the game against Camdenton. You know, that's unheard of in the OC, and those guys have got to grow up fast and, you know, make tackles in space, and then, you know, our interior and our ends and our inside linebackers, you know, they're going to have to be physical at the point of attack, and, you know, we've just got to do a better job of tackling.
Offensively, you know, of course, from just history, I mean, you want to establish the run. You know, the run's going to create, if you can get 4 yards of carry, that really opens up a lot of different things, doesn't it?
Sure. We just don't want to have negative plays. You know, when you put the ball on the ground and it's third and one and, you know, you go backwards, you know, we can't have that. And busted assignments. And sacks, you know, we just can't have negative plays. We got to stay on schedule to give us a chance to move the chains. But going to be very difficult. Kickapoo's, you know, very good. They play a lot of kids. So, again, there's that factor of being fresh. You know, I think they got two kids that see quality minutes on both sides of the ball. So, but, you know, we've had a good week of practice, like I said. And, you know, the offense, we're ready to go.
It's a home game tonight. The game's going to air on Hot Country KDY 102.5, also live video streamed. Can you give us an update? JV Junior High, how's that been going?
Well, the JV had a tough one Monday at Camdenton. It was a combined game. But Camdenton was playing, you know, their true JV because their freshman had a game somewhere else. And so we combined our kids and we scored with 3 seconds left to make it 20-18 and went for two and didn't get it. So they got beat 20-18. It was at Camdenton, so I didn't see it. But the coaches said the kids really played hard.
Yeah, there was a fight there.
Yeah, they, you know, I think they were down 20-6. And then they rallied and had a shot there at the end. So, you know, they played really well. And then Monday, we just got wind. You know, next Monday, we're going to play Kickapoo in a freshman-only game. Our JV numbers have been depleted here by moving these sophomores up. So yep. That's a tough deal for us.
Well, there's two sides of that coin, playing young players. You know, I guess one is trying to do the best you can to put those young pups in a situation where they can have some success, but the experience that they're getting and hopefully realizing the opportunity that can put them ahead of other players, you know, their junior and senior year. Because the speed of the game, you know, I don't care what anybody says, man, it's a whole different animal. You're used to playing freshman ball or JV. Well, then you, you know, it's just like a kid going from high school to college, a college kid going to, you know, the NFL. It is a huge adjustment, the size, but the speed and just how fast everything's coming at you and trying to learn to react and not think, I guess.
You know, it's a huge difference. You take I'm a 15-year-old sophomore, hadn't hit 16 yet, you know, not shaven. I mean,
right.
And then you got seniors that are 17, some possibly 18. You know, it's just a whole different level of maturity, of speed, of physicalness. But we've got some really good sophomores that have stepped up, and that's why they're up there. And, you know, they're going to take their lumps, but they've got a really bright future.
Yep. Hey, tonight the Kickapoo Chiefs will come to West Plains, and again, 7 p.m. kickoff. Pregame will start about 6:45 on Hot Country KDY. Coach, thanks for hanging with us.
Thanks, Gary.